This recording, Virginia 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal would be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to strap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. One of my favorite memories is, though, one of our neighbors had an apple tree in their backyard, and she also had a big dog. And I don't know what it presented or what made us do it that day, but it was a group of us. We waited. We knew what time she was, like a clock. We knew when she went to the store. So we waited till she went to the store. She put the dog in. Me, being the girl and the smallest, they hoisted me up in the tree to start throwing down apples. Well, she must have forgot something or whatever. Something made her come back to the house where the dog could hear us in the backyard, and he was going off, so she let the dog out. That dog came running out barking. Now, the lookout that we had on the corner, we don't know what happened to him because he was supposed to let us know that she was coming back. I was throwing apples down. The dog came. They ran. They left me up in the tree. So I'm pinned in the tree with the dog at the bottom of the tree just barking. And I'm just scared to death. And she comes out and she's like, "What are you doing up in that tree?" And I was like, "Nothing." She said, "Yeah." She said, where the rest of the gang? I said, "They left me." She said, "Girl, get down from that tree." I said, your dog gonna bite me. And she called the dog and she held the dog so I could get down. And before I could even make it home, my mom was like, "What were you doing?" I was like, "Nothing." She already knew. And she said, "Wait till your daddy get home." Well, my brothers got the beating, but we all got punished. We had to clean her yard for, I think, like a week or 2 weeks. We had to clean her yard, pick up any apples that fell. And she told us, she said, "Next time, just come to the door and ask for the apples." But I don't think they taste the same after that, after you couldn't swipe them.